Right, it's now time to take a look at the best 11 players that you've ever managed. Sam, how difficult was this?
Oh, and my apologies to the lads who got there. It was a tough old choice, but I just thought on the basis of how they were, what position they played in, what system, which is a 4-3-3, then and after a long deliberation, probably a couple of hours, when I would...
Are you going to pick ticket-tacket or dirty long ball, Sam?
A little bit of both, yeah. Okay,
let's start in goal.
Well, we start in goal with Jussi Jääskeläinen.
Can you spell that?
No. So I'm just going to use Jussi there. And Jussi was third choice when I got to Bolton, 99. Behind Steve Banks, Keith Brannigan, got his chance with them two lads, got injured and never looked back. And I think when I look back at the years of 6th, 7th, 8th, 7th European, he was the man in goal that played all the games, nearly the catalyst of where we went with success. So, and then back to West Ham when he got disregarded at Bolton and played a fantastic part in our promotion year and surviving in the Premier League for a couple of years. But a close one behind Adrian and Shay Given. But obviously Shay, I wasn't at Newcastle that long.
Right back?
Right back.
Well, he was at Newcastle. I bought him was Abbey Bay from Marseille.
Was this,
and he was somebody I'd seen for a long time at Marseille. I actually tried to sign when I was at Bolton and met him over in Marseille and was just desperate to come to the Premier League. And I think that... even though I wasn't there that long, the way he settled in for his first year, he won Player of the Season, I believe, that season as well, his first year. He did a fantastic job. It surprised me when he went to Villa and he didn't hit it off with Marseille.
No, yeah, he never
did. You know
what
I mean? But you know, he was a quality player at Marseille. I thought he did well.
Because you left that Salgado as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I mean, Michel would have been... But it would have been ideal, but based on the age of Abbey and what he played and how he played, and you know, I thought he just pipped him.
Left back?
Left back was a converted left winger by me, which was Ricardo Gardner.
I like this left.
Was he happy when you said, I want you to play left back?
He
bombed forward anyway.
Not at first, not at first. But then when we tried to put him back, he said, don't want to go there. I'm all right where I am, Gaffer. And I think that we... We converted him there because of injuries to start with, and he did the last four or five years, and a bit like I said with Jussi, he was so effective, and we were so good, and he it really seemed to suit him coming from deeper positions into those areas attacking wise, quick lad and picked up the defending side much quicker than I thought.
Who are your centre back?
Well, my first centre back is Winston Reid.
How good is this lad? Could he? Are you
surprised? I'm surprised.
Sound thing I'm surprised. Are you surprised he's still at West Ham?
I'm surprised when we had a really long, arduous contract negotiation that somebody hadn't already enticed him away.
Because I thought you hear things in the grapevine. You thought that Arsenal were going to come for him.
Yeah, and so I think that Winston really had a horrendous first year at West Ham because he'd only just arrived and it's the year they got relegated. So, talking about me being in that position about defending and picking up the tricks you need to defend in the Premier League particularly, then I thought he did a really, really fantastic job on himself and really made great strides in his consistency and in particular his defending and sensing danger.
Who's next to him?
The next one is a great captain. Like Kevin Nolan, is Ryan Nelson.
Good pro.
Yeah. Nelly was found by Mark Hughes. Apparently, he'd been down in London on trial for a couple of weeks. I think it was at Charlton, might have been with Curbs, and just went up to play a couple of trial games. Sparky signed him on. And never looked back from there. And when I got there, he was, the start of getting Blackburn out of trouble. Mm. He was set from bottom. He played some really solid defensive games. And I think good partnership as well. You'll think about partnership. So there you go.
All right, you've got... So you're playing 4-3-3, three midfielders.
Although, well, there you go. Fernando Hierro.
How good was this?
Fernando Hierro was arguably, in terms of his career, when you looked at it for Spain and Real Madrid and what he won, and when he came to us after a year in Qatar, he would find it difficult in the beginning to settle. But once he got the measure of the Premier League, this was one of the best passers Premier League's ever seen. I used to stand behind him when we were doing a bit of practice Thursday and Friday, and I'd change. When you talk about long ball, right, this lad played the longest, most accurate passes you've ever seen in your life. And I used to get the front three at the time to say, listen, don't come to feet when Fernando's got it. Make a run in behind, he'll find you. He'll put the ball right in front of you. He'll drop it on the tanner, as we should say. Anybody knows what a tanner is now. But he could drop it on a tanner. And he I always remember him playing his last game against Everton. We won 3-2. And the whole of the Reebok Stadium stood up and applauded him off. That's how effective it was, which is an odd one behind some of the players we've had, particularly Campo for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's one of the world-class players.
Mm. You've got to put a Kotcher in. He's got.
JJ's in, obviously. I'm just going to put JJ because he's so good they named him twice. Yeah. and I think that those shirts were sold across Bolton, for thousands and thousands. And getting him after the World Cup to come to Bolton was a pretty major coup for us, like I said. And he came with the tricks, and the tricks were, you can see here, look, he did the tricks, Merce, but he didn't lose the ball.
No, I was going to say, usually people do tricks and they give the ball away, don't they?
Yeah, so he was...
425, don't want to go near
it.
In training, would you sit there and do stuff in training where you just go,
yeah,
wow.
Look at that one.
Yeah,
that's against the Arsenal, by the way. And he loved the game.
Mm.
He loved it. He loved the game, and he loved what the game had given him in his life, and really enjoyed his time. So
it won't do him justice. But you've got 30 seconds for each of your four players to go.
Gary Speed.
God bless him.
Got him from Newcastle, 34. He played 55 games for Newcastle in all of games and Wales, and never got injured. Model professional, absolutely outstanding.
Top player.
So I've got to move on quick now, have I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've gone over here for Yuri. Yuri Yorkaev, another world-class player in that team. I probably think Yero, Koch and Yuri are probably three world-class players, some fantastic players there. Speedo, brilliant player, but in world-class terms, M3, I would say nobody could argue with that. Yuri was the catalyst of why we started getting all these players. Came and played for Kaiserslautern for a year, kept us up in the first year. Came back for another three, really enjoyed himself.
Did you think he was going to stick around?
Well, no, we thought he was going to... He actually said himself he probably thinks he'll retire after the last World Cup. Wow. But they had a bit of a disaster, if you remember. They got knocked out in the qualifying groups. And he rang us and said, can we come back? Which we're delighted to have. And Nicholas Anelka's the next one.
Yeah, what a player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a tiny bit quicker than Kevin Davis.
Just a tiny bit, yeah.
He was lightning, wasn't he?
And he was one of the key elements for starting to get into Europe and go even farther than that because of his goals. We'd struggle to find a goal scorer going to double figures. He was the man that started to get us into double figures. Did him better the year after I left and got himself back at the top clubs, went to Chelsea. So.
And there were questions about his attitude. We never found that?
No.
I thought he was a top lad. When I was at Arsenal,
he can't help looking a bit... You've got a fantastic picture of him there. Yeah. He's actually smiling. Because he didn't actually smile a lot. So that made him look a little bit miserable, like me. But we sort of matched his sort of expectations and gave him a lot of all the stuff that we did behind the scenes with the staff. There, like my last one. It's a tough one. Could have had Dufy because he read, but I've gone for Stuart Downing.
Surprised he'd gone to Middlesbrough?
I am very surprised.
It's an unbelievable signing for Middlesbrough.
But he is such a talent that I actually believe a part of himself has stopped him being greater than he is with the talent that he has. Because sometimes I think he lacks a little bit of self-belief. But Certainly, I've watched him over the years, and certainly, even though I've gone for a 4-3-3, when we moved him in the hole at West Ham, you know, he was outstanding, an outstanding and a good lad, and that's the 11. And like I said, there's lots of lads that could have been there.
Great team, Sam Allardyce's team.